This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for May 2019. During the month, there were 3,110 single-family homes sold across the state, a 2% decrease from May 2018. At the same time, the median single-family home price spiked 6.7% on a year-over-year basis to $272,000. Meanwhile, condo sales totaled 861 transactions, a 1.3% increase on a year-over-year basis, while the median sale price dipped 1.4% to $170,000. Joining us now to talk about the recent developments in the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Summer is here. We're now officially in the hot season.
And talking about hot, the real estate market's really heating up itself.
Yeah.
So May single-family homes achieved the highest median sale price since 2008. Despite a relatively lackluster performance so far this year, what sort of factors may have contributed to this sudden increase?
Well, Mike, it looks like the spring real estate market in Connecticut was favorable for sellers. The people who were out shopping for a new home in the early spring are now closing on the deals that they made, and it looks like the sellers were able to get their asking prices. A gain of 6.7% in the median price this May compared with last May is a healthy bump up. It's unusual because the prices had been falling for most of the year so far. Also, the number of homes sold has declined for 10 months now. So it was good to see some upward movement in what has been a flat and slow market for over a year in Connecticut. Will it continue to improve? Well, it's too early to tell, but I know that realtors are working hard to prolong an upward trend.
Recent reports from the Greater Hartford Association of Realtors show a dwindling inventory throughout the area. Could this add upward pressure to housing prices during the peak summer months?
Well, the lower inventory of houses for sale should create more competition for attractive homes that are on the market. But you know, that really depends on demand. If demand is weak, then lower supply will not push prices up. So we really need to look at what's happening and what the factors are on the demand side of the equation. Now, demand is created by a good economy, giving consumers confidence in a better future for jobs and for increased earnings. Unemployment is reaching low levels, and employers are having trouble finding trained workers, and that's pushing wages up. The long and sustained and continuing bull market for stocks is also adding to a sense of financial well-being among consumers. The prospect of interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve later this year might inspire more confidence and make home ownership more affordable. So all of these factors point to an improving real estate market. Now, the summer months are always the months that see the highest number of real estate closings. So we should know soon, perhaps next month, which way the real estate market is heading.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for May 2019. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.